you're not as consistent a parent as you think. Neither am I. There are a lot of reasons for this. But let's just assume, for the sake of hypothetical, that you were 100% consistent. In other words, when your child misbehaved, challenged a family operating principle, you followed through with some kind of consequence. Not talk. Talk is not consistency. Consequence. Something happened, all right? There was a result. Now, let's say that you were one for one. In other words, every time it happened, you did it. Which, of course, most of us are under 10%. All right? That's where we are. But, well, that's a monologue for another time. Given that, you still are not 100% consistent. Why? Well, very, very simple. Much of what your children do, your adolescents, your teens, as children, whether it's ignoring you, mistreating a sibling, cheating, lying, taking something that isn't theirs, destruction, much of what they do, and I hate to say this to you, but this is reality, and you gotta accept it, you gotta understand it, and you gotta realize it, and that's why it takes so long for discipline to work. Much of what they do you don't catch. I know you think, oh, I'm pretty aware as a parent, I'm pretty vigilant. Not too much to get away with me. Wait a minute. You may be in the top 1% of aware parents. But because they're kids, because, like you and I, they have fallen human natures, and you couple that fallen human nature with an immature conscience, with immature self-control, with excessive self-centeredness that comes with youth, with teens who think that your way of doing it is not quite right about 98% of the time, they will do things under your radar. So that when you finally do catch them, and you think, I'm following through, yes, you are. But there could have easily been 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 pieces of misconduct before you caught one. In your mind, from your perspective, in your frame of reference, you follow through. You're very consistent. You have your standard and you enforce it. That's very true. However, when that standard was broken, and come on, don't tell me your kids don't. Some of them won't. Some of them are just conscience racked. If they're going to do something wrong, they're going to tell you about it because they'll sob their way all the way into your room. Other kids, well, let's just put it this way. I don't want to say this is a game. That'd make it sound a little too cynical. But when you're a kid, generally you want to do what you want to do. And the main people in the way are your parents. And as you meander your way through being socialized and moralized, which good parents do that to you, it takes 20 years or more. So as a result, there's an awful lot of stuff that you can probably get away with, and mom and dad don't catch you. That's why when a parent says to me, I can't believe what he did. He stole this little toy from church. I found it in his pocket. I don't know how he got it. He took it. It's the first time he's ever done anything like that. Sometimes I can say, we don't know if it's the first time he's ever done anything like that. What we know is it's the first time you've ever caught him doing something like that. See, parents don't like to think that way. We don't like to think, oh, wait a minute, my kid's pulling stunts that I'm not aware of. But I will tell you this, and this has been something I've noticed, just to make you aware, not to throw a bucket of cold water on your parenthood. It's just to make you aware. You got to be aware. The more aware you are, the better you're going to be at this parenting thing. There is a group of kids that I have labeled spiritual Eddie Haskells. Now, some of you may not remember Leave It to Beaver, but Eddie Haskell was the kid that was a friend of Wally Cleaver's, who was Mr. Proper. Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Hello, Mr. Cleaver. How are you? I was just sharing with young Theodore there the importance of keeping his paper route up to date. Eddie Haskell was a weasel, all right? The front of him was Mr. Sweet and Light. You could see through him. Well, when a kid knows how important it is to you that he be saintly and holy and pious, he's going to do that. Not because he doesn't... It's not a fraud. He means it. He's imbibing most of it. But he's still a kid. And he doesn't have this at the depth that you have it. All right? You've had decades more to develop it. So he's going to do at many levels what he knows will please you. It's the way we operate here in my home. When we pray the rosary, my mother wants me to pray it on my bare knees, in broken glass, in Aramaic, with my hands out, holding a full Bible in each hand. And then when I levitate, put the Bible down. There's a certain element of, yes, this is what is expected of me, so I will comply. But what happens is that kids being kids, they're gonna misbehave. And they're gonna misbehave not in your face. Most kids don't misbehave in your face. They misbehave behind your back. That's what they do. Not because they're evil and bad and awful and hypocritical. Because they're kids. And so, when we discipline them, we think, I'm a very consistent parent. Yes, you are. To the degree you are aware. But keep in mind, there is an unknown factor, the X factor. How much the child did it that you weren't aware. And that in and of itself will lower your consistency level. Just some thoughts there.